3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
It will be Greenbrier's ball to start this second quarter as the Mountain Home's up 18-11. You know, you're glad Mountain Home is up, but one thing they do need to work on is not coughing up the ball up and then, you know, just, being able to box out on the defensive glass.
Yeah, you know, we're up 18-11, but you could probably give us about a C if you're rating us in that quarter right there.
Destry steals, three-pointer misses everything on the right side, and ball goes out of bounds. It will be Mountain Home's ball as we're 14 seconds into the second period.
You can hear Coach Leonard and Coach Husky both coaching hard right now and trying to get these girls focused back in, and I think we're going to see a good second quarter.
Here's Moore with it into the front court. Gives it to Rittenberg. Rittenberg gives it back to Moore on the right side. She puts up the long three-pointer. Good! Lake and Moore with 7 on the night.
That's deep.
That was deep.
I mean, girls aren't supposed to be able to step out there. And if you're guarding them, you're like, there's no way she's going to shoot this. And we've had two that have just hit nothing but the bottom net from that deep.
Yep. Back the other way, Allie James goes in for the layup. No good. Wharton gets offensive rebound. She will throw it out to Beach. Beach dribbles towards the corner. Now throws up top to James. She puts up the three-pointer. Good. Allie James with 5 on the night. 21-14. Back to a single-digit margin. Here is Moore with it up top. She's going to dribble to the free throw line. Pull up for the jumper. Good.
I mean, what do you do, Matt? What do you do when you got two girls like that and Jayla both? And look at this steal.
Yeah, Moore gets the steal in the backcourt, and then she's fouled. 6:50 left to play in the first half. That foul's on Jade Steele. Her first personal foul, team foul number one, against Matt Greenbrier here in the second quarter. Parker Husky comes back in from Mount Tom, replacing Sarah Williams. It is a 9-point advantage right now for Mount Tom, 23-14 our score.
Well, sure, I'm glad to have those two on our squad.
You bet. Ball goes to Rittenberg on the right side. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Won't go. And rebound's knocked around and controlled by Jade Steele. She'll get it across the timeline. That's on right now in a man-to-man. And the ball goes to Destry Steele on the left side. She'll dribble up toward the top. That goes back over to the left side. Gives it there to James. James goes up to the right elbow. Out to Wharton. Over to Destry Steele to James in the, Jade Steele in the left corner. Her three-pointer won't go. McCarn gets the rebound, and back comes Mount Home with it.
Way to be strong with the ball, Anna McCarn.
Rittenberg across the timeline, dribbles to the right elbow. Now goes to the low block. She's going to put up the layup, and rolls around and falls in.
She has a good way of just getting that ball to go down.
She sure does. She's got 4 on the night. Back to a double-digit lead for Mount Home, and they're about to come up with a steal in the backcourt. It's going to be a jump ball. It will be Mount Home's ball in the possession arrow.
6 turnover there by Greenbrier. Same with the Lady Bombers. It should be Mount Home's ball.
Yep, it is. Jay Yonkers comes in from Mount Home, replacing Winton Coleman. 5:53 left to play in the first half. It is Mount Home up 25-14. Yonkers will inbound it to McCarn in the paint as she loses her footing and loses the ball in the process as Destry Steele comes up with the steal. Here's Jade Steele with it on the right side. She drills to the corner. Now goes into the lane. Goes up for the layup. It won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Yonkers.
Good help by Lake and Moore coming over on the offside, making Steele kind of double pump that and miss that layup.
Ball goes to Yonkers on the left elbow. She'll give up top to Moore. She's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound from McCart. She can't get the foul, but she is fouled, and she'll head to the free throw line with 5:22 left in the half. Haley Wharton picks up her second personal foul, second team foul against the Lady Panthers here in the first in the second quarter. McCarn's first free throw is up and in. That's her first point of the night. Cameron Allison and Abby Banks check in for Greenbrier, replacing Maddie Beach. And let's see who else that was that just checked out.
33. Yeah, I don't see who came out.
Yeah. McCarn's second free throw rolls around, didn't fall out, but looked like she stepped across the line anyway, so it wouldn't have counted. So one of two on that. Anna McCarn's going to check out of the game as Liffy Fossus comes back in. 5:22 left to play in the half. 26-14, Lady Bombers up. Inbound pass goes to Jade Steele. I think that might have been Wharton that checked out a moment ago, too, for Greenbrier. So here is James with it across the timeline. Gives up top to Jade Steele. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Moore. She's quickly back the other way with it. Throws over to Husky on the right side. Down to Rittenberg in the corner. She dribbles towards the right elbow. Has ball knocked away. And now a foul's going to be called, I believe, on Greenbrier.
Yeah, they got Steele.
Yep.
That's going to be her second, right?
Yep, second personal foul. 13 foul against Greenbrier here in the second quarter. Wynn Coleman's coming back in for Mount Tom as Bailey Rittenberg will take a seat. And for Greenbrier, Olivia Hardwell will check back in as she'll replace Jade Steele.
Yeah, they've got to take Steele out right here with two fouls. They can't afford to get her in foul trouble. She's kind of the only offense they've had.
Less than 5 minutes left in the half, and Mount Home with the ball up by a dozen.
Looking Mount Home to kind of take it right here because they their main ball handler is out.
Ball goes up top to Yonkers. Over to Moore has it now between the circles. Over to Husky on the left side. Over to right to Yonkers. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's chased down by Banks. She'll give it to Destry Steele into the front court. Now up top to James. She'll dribble over to the left side. Now it goes down toward the low block. She's going to put up the runner and won't go, but she'll draw contact and head to the free throw line with 4:21 left in the first half. Parker Husky picks up her first personal foul. First team foul against Mountain Home here in the second quarter. So we'll be Allie James at the free throw line. First shot's no good.
That's a bailout call. She forced that shot. We were straight up right there. But got to live with those Parkers over here talking to him, asking what he did, what she did. He did a good job talking with her.
James misses both free throws, and the rebound comes to Mountain Home. Husky across the timeline. Dribbles over to the right side. Gives it down to Moore on the low block. She puts up the turnaround shot with the left hand. Won't go. But Libby Fossus chased down the offense rebound. Kicks out to Yonkers for three. No good. Another offensive rebound from Fossus. She puts up the layup. Good.
Libby Fossus, two offensive rebounds. Just straight hustle by your sophomore.
She's got four on the night. 28-14, mounting them up. 3:50 left in the half. And I don't think they're going to beat the 10-second count. They're not.
Yeah, I told you, when Jade Steele went out of that game, she was the one that was handling that pressure kind of all by herself. Right there for Greenbrier, they didn't know who was going to handle it, and they didn't even realize the clock was counting down on them.
So Mountain gets it back on the turnover as they're up 28-14. Ball goes over to Yonkers on the right side. She dribbles to the right elbow, pulls up for the jumper. Good! Jay the Yonkers in double figures with 11.
Great screen by Livy Fossness in our little kind of man roll offense and just a good pick and roll.
James across the timeline for Greenbrier. Ball gives it to Bangs over on the left side to James. She'll give it there to Hart. Hart will dribble toward the top. Now gives it over on the left corner to James. She lost the ball, or I guess it went off the foot of a Mountain Home player, and so the Greenbrier is going to keep it.
Yeah, Greenbrier knows this game's getting close to getting out of control. Look at these subs right here coming in.
They have Jade Steele, Haley Wharton came back in for Greenbrier. And see, who else was it?
24.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That was Rihanna Doris. She has two fouls, too.
Yeah, both of them with two fouls coming in. The coach knows this is kind of a time where this game can get out of control.
And the ball's knocked away and stolen by Mountain Home. Here is Husky with it on the right side. Less than 3 minutes left to play in the half. Moore has it now on the low block. She puts up the layup. Good.
Yeah, it's going against her with two fouls, and Lakin just took straight advantage of it.
Lakin Moore now with 11. 32-14, Mountain Home up. 2:40 left in the half. Jade Steele into the front court. She's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. Good. She's got seven on the night. 32-17, Lady Bombers up. 2:25 left in the half. Husky with it on the right side. Picks up her dribble. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Doris. And she's going to be fouled in the backcourt. They're going to get Wynn Coleman with her first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Bombers here in the second quarter. Anna McCarn and Sarah Williams coming back in for the Lady Bombers as Lake and Moore. And who else is going to check out? Witten Coleman. So Mountain Home's going a little bit bigger right now.
Yeah, I got a big. Got both Livy Fosness and Anna McCarn both on the floor.
2:15, let's play in the half. It's a 15-point Lady Bomber advantage. Jade Steele's met by a double team. We'll give it to James. Now she's trying to avoid a double team. Her pass is knocked away, but a foul's going to be called. I believe they're going to get
Sarah Williams. Yeah, Sarah Williams. Yep. That's, you know, he's wanting, Coach Leonard, when we get this double team, he's wanting our girls to come up and read that pass. You got to be careful, though. You can't read and get a foul, especially if they're in a bad way. That's a push-off. Yep, good call.
Yeah, Sarah Williams with her first personal foul, team foul number three. But now Greenbrier's going to commit the offensive foul before the inbound pass even goes in.
That was a straight two-hand push right there by Destry Steele. She two-hand shoved Parker right in the chest and to try to get open. She's just frustrated because Lady Bombers are they're just kind of all over them right now.
That's her first personal foul, and that's the last foul Greenbrier has to give in this half. Next one will put Mounts Home in the bonus. Here is Husky with on the right side. 2 minutes left in the half. Gives up top to Fosnes. Over to Yonkers on the left. She picks up her dribble up top, tried to throw it to McCarn, passes wide for her, and James comes up with a steal. James will dribble to the left corner, now goes out to the elbow, over to Jade Steele. Her three-pointer won't go, and the rebound is chased down by Fosnes, although she saved it in right into the hands of Doris. She's going to put up the jumper, won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Husky this time. Minute and a half left to play in the first half, and now Mount Tom's going to take their first time out of the night. We'll break with 90 seconds left to play in the half. It is Mount Home leading Greenbrier 32-17. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals as Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, Mount Home taking their first time out with a minute and a half. Let's play in the first half as they lead Greenbrier 32-17.
Mount Home's outscoring them, what, 14-6 in this quarter?
Yep. Rittenberg checked back in during the timeout. She'll inbound it to Parker Husky, who walks into the front court. Ball goes to McCarn. Now to Rittenberg on the left side. She's going to dribble to the low block. Going in for another layup. This one won't go. Fosnes gets offense rebound. She goes back up with it off the glass and in.
I thought that shot from Bailey was going to fall, but Livy was right there on the offensive side. Really good job. Livy's giving us some great offense and some great hustle on some rebounds.
She's got six on the night. 105 left to play in the half as the ball is thrown off the leg of Husky and goes out of bounds. It will be Greenbrier inbounding on the near sideline.
Yeah, we had her trapped right there. Good play by Jade Steele. Smart play.
Yep. 34-17, Lady Bombers up. Jade Steele with it up top. Gives it two bangs. Down to James in the right corner. She'll dribble out to the wing. Now trying to figure out where to go with it. Gives it to Jade Steele. Over on the left side, it goes to Bangs. She has it near the corner. It gives out to Wharton. Down to five left on the shot clock. They're going to have to get the shot off pretty soon. And Jade Steele finally puts up the three. It won't go. And offensive rebound for Doris. She puts it back up off the glass and in. Brianna Doris with her first 2 points of the night.
Yeah, Mountain Home's going to have to clean up. That's six offensive rebounds already for Greenbrier.
Shot clock is off. 20 seconds left to play in the half. Husky with it. Takes a screen from Fosnes, dribbles into the lane, goes in for the layup. Shot is blocked by Greenbrier. Mount Home will inbound it with 15 and a half left as the ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah, you know, used to in years past, you'd see this Mountain Home team, they would they'd sit there and they would wait, and they would wait and take the last shot of the quarter and be happy with it. Not this group. They want to go and score, try to get a steal and another score before this 15 seconds is up, I promise you.
Jayla Yonkers, Witten Coleman, and Lake Moore all check in for Mountain Home. Here is Yonkers taking the inbound pass, dribbling to the right wing. Gives it to Moore near the corner. She's going to dribble it to the near the lane. Her jumper won't go. And Doris gets a rebound. 5 seconds left to play in the half. Here's James with it. Throws it to Jade Steele. They do have enough time to get the shot off. Jade Steele's going to pull up for the three to beat the buzzer. It won't go, and we've come to the end of the first half.
Decent first half, I'd say, for the Lady Bombers. We had spurts. I don't think you're going to be happy with the defensive effort that we had. 19 points. Yeah, I don't think you'd be happy giving up 19, even though that doesn't sound like much. The way that we gave it up is not good.
And I thought that we took better care of the ball in that second quarter, but still need to clean up on the defensive glass.
Yeah, we only had three turnovers in that second quarter, but, yeah, we gave up a lot of offensive rebounds.
So we'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show when we come back. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Greenbrier 34-19. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The holidays have you in a money crunch, but your furnace is acting up and you need a new heating system? Central Heating and Cooling is here to help, and we have financing options available for you with approved credit. Stop by our office today at 1585 South College or give us a call at 425-4717. You can even apply online at our website at centralheatingandcooling.net. Look for the financing tab. We are not comfortable until you are.